Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good day, good night, or wherever you are in the world, or what time you're listening to this. My name is Montana Vicari, also known as Monty to a lot of my friends and family or acquaintances. I am recording officially my first podcast on my own podcast stream, coming to you live from my beautiful walk-in wardrobe where it is quite soundproofing as I'm recording this from my iPhone and my Apple headphones, which is actually going on to the first point that I want to make. Firstly, this podcast, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. It's all just going to come up and it's all going to be intuition based, which is all really awesome. I'll obviously give a bit of a summary in the description after I've recorded it. But yeah, the first thing obviously that just popped into my head was the fact that us as human beings always think that we need to have X, Y, Z to be able to do things. So it is like, okay, once I reach this, then I am ready to be able to do this. Once I finish my degree or certificate, that's when I can do this. Once I build up X amount of money, then I can do this. But my question to you is, what happens if you don't actually achieve any of the things that you want to before you go out and do what you actually want to? Now, for example, I've been wanting to record this podcast for maybe a year now. And I thought to myself, okay, I need to buy a microphone. I need to get a new laptop because my laptop's broken, but still works, but it would be great to get a new one. I also need to download programs. I need to have an intro voice. I need to have a logo. And then I just really brought it all back and really redefined what my intention was. And my intention is to be able to speak to you all authentically and from a heart space, and for you to be able to hear my message. Now, you don't need to have clear cut sound to be able to hear what I'm saying. With the power of technology, I'm quite confident that you'll be able to understand exactly what I'm saying through my iPhone headphones. So stripping that all back, and yeah, this is exactly what I'm doing right now, is just sitting on my floor recording this beautiful podcast to you. So welcome everyone. I hope you are having a lovely day wherever you are. Not sure what time you'll listen to this, but the first thing which I have touched on is comes under self-limiting beliefs and self-sabotage, which, I mean, it can be a good driver and a good motivator for us to be able to move forward, having those, you know, a little bit of self-doubt, so it keeps us a bit curious into what's going on, rather than having potentially an ego-driven persona. But where does the line stop? Where does it stop? When will you stop self-sabotaging yourself to be able to move forward? That is a really, really important question. For me, we're going back to this podcast example because it is so relevant, I self-sabotaged. I thought I needed to have all these things, but really, I had doubt. I had doubt that maybe people wouldn't listen to this, or I had doubt that I wasn't capable of being able to get my message across, and I didn't have enough information. That was all underlying. It was, and I used not having a microphone or a good laptop as an excuse. But once I really stripped it back, my true intention was to get a message across. It was also to be able to help people and inspire others to move forward. So the first thing that I would like you to do, if you're listening, is to maybe reflect on a goal that you want to achieve, whether it's in a month, a week, 2 years, 5 years, tomorrow. What is one goal that you really want to achieve, and what are you doing to achieve that goal? What steps are you taking? Now, in the other column is the self-sabotage. What are you doing to stop yourself from achieving this goal? Why are you self-sabotaging yourself? What is it within you that is telling you that you're not good enough? Or you're not worthy? Where is that coming from? Is it potentially coming from a relationship that you have or had, where you were never told maybe that you were good enough? Is it coming from a childhood trauma, a loss of a parent? Is it coming from a potentially addictive behavior? Where is that self-sabotaging coming from? Now we are in the midst, or potentially the beginning, of the COVID, CV, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. And now is the most important time for us to delve into our fears, to delve into our self-sabotage behaviors, to delve deep into our trauma, our barriers, our blockages. Because now we are given time. We're given so much more time to be able to reflect on our lives and the things that are no longer serving us. Now, right now in the present moment, is the time that we have to be able to heal. It is the perfect opportunity. Perfect opportunity. I know personally within me, there are so many elements of me that are dying right now. So many constructs that I've thought was necessary for me, for my mind, body and spirit to move forward. But all those constructs that I thought of are dying. They're dying because I now have more time to reflect on where I am. I have more time to reflect on who I was. And I have more time to reflect on where I want to go. Now, it's inevitable that I'm pretty sure 99% of you listening to this podcast has more time. Unfortunately, there have been many individuals, including myself, that have been laid off from work, that are being restricted in our movements. So with this, we're given more time. Now, within this process, when we have more time, or there's more time created, we can go two ways. The first way that we can go is to fill this time with something that could be viewed as non-constructive. Like, this time can be viewed as doing having more distractions. And I'm not saying that watching a whole series of Gossip Girl or Game of Thrones in a day is bad. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what is your repeating behavior on a day-to-day basis? Is every day of the week now filled with the same self-sabotaging behavior to continue your self-sabotaging and self-limiting beliefs? Is this what's happening with you? Are you constantly trying to avoid your relationship with yourself? What is your relationship with yourself? Do you know who you are on a soul level? Now, as I have just mentioned earlier, there's two ways that we can go about this. One is filling your time with something that's not constructive. Alcohol, drugs, binge watching, whatever. Overconsumption of food. Not exercising. Using the closure of gyms as an excuse to not be able to move your body. That's self-sabotaging belief. Or you can go the other way. You can utilize this time to find out who you are on a soul level. You can use this time to go deeper and deeper into the individual you are, the trauma that you have experienced, and understand the reasons why you do certain things, the reason why your behaviors are the way they are. Now, for example, I'm going to take my life. I'm utilizing this time to reconnect my passion for food. I'm recreating my story. I have always, since I was younger, loved cooking desserts. Absolutely loved it. But somewhere down the track, I apparently didn't have time to cook desserts anymore. I'm using this time now to be present with myself, to be present with the food I'm cooking, to put love into the food, to nourish my mind, body, and soul with something that I really, really, really enjoy, something that I find therapeutic, and something that I can give to others as well. It makes me so bloody happy when people re-cook recipes that I make, when people take my suggestions on board, because that's what life is all about right now. It's about creating a world that you want to live in. And it's all about community. Community is currency. Money does not mean shit right now because no one's got any of it. The government's printing all this money. And what's going to happen when this ends or whatever? We're probably going to go into a recession. Money doesn't mean anything right now. For the people that have lost their jobs, everyone's getting by on what we have. And what we have and what we have guaranteed to have moment in, moment out, every point in time is the present moment. That is all we have. Time has been given to us, but truly, time does not exist. There's no such thing as time. Time is a construct. It's made up. What is being created with time is space. And this space is so valuable for us to be able to grow and flourish and do the things that we've always, always wanted to do. Reconnect with the individuals that we've lost down the track to be able to start a new sport that you've always wanted to do. To be able to have new ideas, read a book you've always wanted to do, write. There's people on Instagram making music. They haven't picked up their guitar for years and they're coming back to who they are on a soul level. And that's how I personally am feeling my time. I'm nearly 6 weeks sober, and mind you, I don't drink too much. I do absolutely love the taste of wine. But with this period, I'm really trying to create an individual that I can bring out of this. And unfortunately, I don't see alcohol right now to help me. I see that as filling the space negatively. I am using this time to shift my perception and relationship around food and what I'm eating, my relationship with health. I'm using this time to be able to connect with my higher power, to connect with the divine, through eating high vibrational foods, through having high vibrational conversations, through drinking spring water, not tap water, by meditating every day, by journaling every day, by exercising every day. This is how I'm feeling my time. In order to level up, we must change. We must change. If you want to change, you need to ask yourself, who am I on a soul level? And if you don't know who you are on a soul level, be curious. Be absolutely curious to how this space that you now have within your body and mind, be curious about what comes up. Be curious. There are so many people out there who can help you level up. People are doing Reiki healing sessions online. People are doing meditation. People are doing coaching. People are doing breath sessions. However, there are so many valuable resources online for free. YouTube. You type in anything there. Wim Hof breathing. There you go. 15-minute video. Boom. 15 minutes of in the present moment. How beautiful. Often we have or we use our relationship with money as an excuse to not be able to do things. I used it. Oh, I need money to be able to have a microphone and a computer to be able to do this podcast. No way. I need money. I just need my voice. And I need to connect with myself and my heart. And that's how I've done this podcast. And for all you people out there who are listening, thank you so much for listening. This is the perfect opportunity for you to rise up. This is the perfect time for you to be able to do all the things that you've always wanted to do, what your soul wants. What is dying within you right now? That is another good point. What is it within you that is falling away? For me, I'm going to use my relationship with food as an example. I've always used food in relation to my training schedule. I always thought I needed to get X amount of protein in. And because of this, I would eat foods that I knew would upset my stomach, that my soul didn't want, in order to achieve a protein target so I could still train. Now, when I take it back and strip that back a layer, I can still train without hitting X amount of grams of protein. I can still do that. I can stop eating yogurt and ice cream and dairy and still train. And that has been huge, huge that I've noticed the past few weeks. I am transitioning to a vegan diet and I do still, however, eat eggs. I'm quite okay with eating eggs, personally. If they're free range, I like it. However, dairy does not work well with me. My body doesn't want it. So your body is rejecting something that it doesn't want. It doesn't want that. So why are you giving it? Why are you giving your body something that it doesn't want and it doesn't need it? Why? And that was a huge realization for me. You can eat whatever food you want. But what does your body want? And what does your soul want? And that's one element that is dying. Oh, I think it's actually probably dead now. It's probably dead. See you later. Bye. But that's just one. That's solely one aspect of me that's dying. So I ask you the same question. What is dying within you? Conversely, I believe on a soul level that we are going to come out of this so much stronger as a community. Right now, you may not see it as the government is encouraging us to dob on our neighbours if they're not social distancing or if they're doing something wrong. They're encouraging people to go against each other. However, the only thing that we have right now is community. Have you noticed how nice everyone is if you're going in the ocean? How nice people are to you? Have you noticed going for a walk, people smiling to you, saying good morning? Have you noticed how much more chattier everyone is? How much more present people are? Have you noticed how a lot of people are now buying local produce? Have you noticed how people are trying to support the community, support their friends? Have you noticed people on Instagram giving away free advice, doing live streams, giving away free something, whatever? Have you noticed right now that community is currency, not money, community? So what can you do in the community today or tomorrow to be able to help us all rise up? It could be pay forward on your coffee that you have. It could be messaging someone that you haven't spoken to for a long time, telling them that you love them or that you miss them or you send them love. Could be cleaning out your wardrobe, which is something that I'm trying to do right now. Cleaning out your wardrobe and noticing the things that you don't need and giving it away. What can you do right now in the community that is going to help us evolve and rise up? Everything right now in this world is uncertain. We're all living day by day. Business owners are living day by day. A lot of people are very fearful that they're going to lose their jobs. There's not much work coming in. We're all living in the present moment. In these uncertain times, the only thing we have is truly our relationship with ourselves. The only thing we have is community. Because that is how we're going to get through this. That is how we are going to get through this. At times, I know I feel very anxious and sad about what's going on. But I'm really trying to delve into that space and understand why. Why am I anxious? Why am I stressed? What's coming up for me? A lot of things are coming up for me. A lot of past fears, past trauma. You may have already seen my Instagram, some realizations that I'm having. And that's what's happening. Because everything is uncertain, but everything is always uncertain when you think about it. The only thing in life that is certain is the relationship that you have with yourself. I'll say that again. The only thing that is certain is the relationship that you have with yourself. What elements within you are dying? How are you self-sabotaging yourself? What fears are coming up for you? How do you need to heal? We're all a work in progress. We've all got somewhere, something within us that we want to change. But I invite you now to be curious about all this stuff. This is so interesting, and I love hearing what's happening to so many people around me through delving deep into this space. This is the perfect opportunity for us to be able to define our lives. It is such a beautiful time. But sometimes we need to change our perception. That's all it is, a perception change. What is your relationship with money as well? How is that? How is your lack mindset stopping you from doing the things you want to do? How has society conditioned you to be previous to this? I'm 27 years old. I don't have a house and I do not have hardly any money, but I am generally so happy with my life. I don't find enjoyment from working 9 to 5. That is me personally. I enjoy working a couple of hours a day. I enjoy the ocean. I enjoy exercising. I enjoy meditating. I enjoy breathing. I enjoy cooking. And bloody enjoy cooking. I do enjoy having a glass of wine. But right now, I'm finding that is not in alignment. I'm not aligning my life with that right now. Never say never. You never know what's going to happen. Because everything in the world is uncertain. But the only thing that is certain is your relationship with yourself. Your soul. Who you are on a deeper level. Trust yourself. Back yourself. You have got this. I am looking to release my course within the next couple of weeks, which is going to be about what is your relationship with yourself like. I'm really looking forward to being able to guide other people to defining who they are and helping them through their struggles and fears and traumas. Because what we need right now is community. Community is support. And sometimes we just need a little bit of a push to get there. So once I release this course, I'll keep everyone updated on Instagram. However, I'm not feeling inclined to release it just yet. And I've said this on a previous post. Because I am really utilizing this time to delve into the things that I haven't dealt with before. And really looking to discover myself on a deeper basis, find more tools, listening to more podcasts, reading more books. So I can be of a highest vibration possible that I need to be able to guide other people into this course. I'm really enjoying not having responsibility because this is probably the only time in the world for us who don't have jobs to have no responsibility, to be able to wake up and do whatever the hell you want, to be whoever you want to be. So I'm really leaning into that space. Do I feel guilty for it? No, other people are trying to make me feel guilty for it. But unfortunately, that's their perception, that's not mine. We're allowed to be selfish to be selfless. That's one thing you got to remember. This is a time for you, no one else. This is a time for you to define your relationship with yourself. And if you can, yeah, help the community. If you're constantly giving from a space of no love, that's when we're going to go under. And I've experienced this before. We need to look after ourselves first. Well, 30 minutes. Perfect. Nonetheless, I hope you enjoyed my first podcast from my wardrobe. Beautiful wardrobe. I'm looking at all my clothes and thinking how beautiful, the beautiful colours. Love it. Love it. I will keep you updated with movements moving forward. I definitely have some guests already lined up for this podcast as well. But the first one, I didn't even know I was going to record this today. I just went for a swim in the ocean and went and got a decaf coffee. Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoy decaf. I'm not trying to drink caffeine at the moment. So I got decaf. And then I felt really called to speak. So I'm still in my cozies. I'm sitting on the floor in my wardrobe. I'll post this somewhere. I don't even know where. I've got to research that now. But that is life. And adapt and overcome. Adapt and overcome. I love you all, beautiful people. Have a lovely evening, day, or wherever you are in the world. Namaste.